play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent, Aisha.
Aw, I'm glad to hear that. Would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Lindsay Tarian of Chicago. I said, name a part of the human body in 7 letters, add a B, and rearrange the result to get another part of the body. What is it? And the answer is a toenail. Add a B and scramble, you get tailbone.
Oh, okay. Now, this must have been tricky because there were only 487 correct entries. And this week's winner, for the second time in less than a year, that hasn't happened since I've been doing this, is Wendy Belkin of Clearwater, Florida. Congratulations, Wendy.
Thank you, Aisha. Good morning to you both.
Now, you have to be super lucky, and whoever has that instant recall, when I said Wendy Belkin, they were like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Because you won the puzzle back in November.
Yep.
How did you figure out this week's answer?
Basically, when I heard the 8-letter word, adding a B to the 7-letter word of a body part, I kind of thought of bone very quickly, and so I started thinking of parts of the body, and tailbone kind of came to me. You know, writing it down, I saw, oh, toenail.
Well, Wendy, I got to ask you, but I already know, since you're basically a professional at this, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Wendy and Aisha, I'm going to give you some words. For each one, change one letter to get the brand name of something you might buy at a supermarket. For example, if I said bouncy, B-O-U-N-C-Y, to get a brand of paper towels, you would say bounty, changing the C to a T. And I'll only give you the categories of product if you need it. Here's your first one, Smackers, S-M-A-C-K-E-R-S.
That sounds like Smuckers.
That's right, Smuckers. How about Folders, F-O-L-D-E-R-S.
Folgers Coffee.
Folgers Coffee is right. Collate, C-O-L-L-A-T-E.
Colgate is in toothpaste.
You got it. Drank, D-R-A-N-K.
Drink. Drano. No, that's not Drano.
You got it. Drano clog remover. How about Canon? C-A-N-N-O-N. You're looking for a brand of yogurt?
Danone yogurt.
That's it?
It's in my fridge. I should know.
Starkest. S-T-A-R-K-E-S-T.
Starkist is in tuna.
That's right. The tuna. Knickers. K-N-I-C-K-E-R-S.
Snickers, candy bars.
That's it. Ponder, P-O-N-D-E-R.
Ponder. Wonder is in Wonder Bread?
That's it. Cooks, C-O-O-K-S.
Cooks. Cooks. I may need a clue for that one.
And you're looking for a brand of beer?
Oh, Coors.
Coors is it. Baseline, B-A-S-E-L-I-N-E.
Vaseline?
That's right. Hello, H-E-L-L-O.
Jello, J-E-L-L-O.
That's it. Doming, D-O-M-I-N-G.
Doming, Doming.
You're looking for a brand of sugar.
Domino sugar, yeah.
That's it. Hostels, H-O-S-T-E-L-S.
H-O-S-T-L. Oh, Hostess is in Twinkies?
Hostess Snack Cakes is right. And here's your last one, Canada Day, C-A-N-A-D-A-D-A-Y.
One a day, vitamins?
No. It's a type of soda.
Oh, gosh.
Ginger ale.
Oh, Canada Dry.
Canada Dry is it. Good job.
I heard the day and it threw me off.
Yeah. No, you did a great job. How do you feel?
I feel relieved.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Wendy, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a sustaining member of WUSF 89.7 Tampa.
That is what we always like to hear, and you're going to have a nice collection of lapel pins and puzzle books and games now. That's Wendy Belkin of Clearwater, Florida. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both very much. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Ward Hartenstein of Rochester, New York. Name a well-known cartoon character in 8 letters. Change the last letter to a U and rearrange the result to name a phrase you might see on a Valentine's Day card. What is it? So again, a well-known cartoon character, 8 letters. Change the last letter to a U and rearrange the result to name a phrase you might see on a Valentine's Day card.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, February 13th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.